Pits keep coming. What'd you think? What'd you think? There you go.
Oh, am I here?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Wow, this is really like very unprofessional. I feel like I'm. All right. Well, we were okay. That was awesome. That was a fun little set there. We, like I said, we interspersed some Christmas music there with some non-Christmas music. It's kind of a way to interesting way to describe it. That was from REM. We heard Time After Time, and that was off the Reckoning album from 1984. And then before that, we heard REM as well with the song Toyland, which was made popular by Perry Cuomo and Doris Day back in the day. But that was off of a fan club single that REM put out back in 1992. If you were a member of the fan club, of which I was, folks, calling myself out, you, every around the holiday season, they would send you out this fun little packet, and it had a single in it, usually a 45. An actual vinyl 45, and then some stickers and a little newsletter and a very nice card. And if you were an REM geek, of which I am, you just lapped it up. It was wonderful. It was a great little treat every year. And then before that, we heard... What do we hear, Gwen? Oh, we heard... Learning to Fly by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Had a senior moment there, folks. Yeah, we heard Learning to Fly by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and that was off the 2009 Live Anthology album. Great, great record to check out. And then before that, we heard something from Tom Petty again. We heard a very special Christmas series, which this was the number two one that was released back in 1992. We heard Christmas All Over Again by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That very special Christmas series was benefiting the Special Olympics, that was produced by Johnny Ivan and his wife, and they did about eight in that series, as a matter of fact. That was the second one. It's interesting because on that album, a number of artists that you wouldn't expect to see together, like Randy Travis, Luther Vandross, Frank Sinatra, and Cyndi Lauper, actually doing a duet there. I don't know if you remember that, Gwen. Michael Bolton was on that album as well as Debbie Gibson and Sinead O'Connor. Just all together there in that compilation.
Okay. I remember it now.
Yes. And then, and that's the set. I am Sully. You are listening to Sufficient Grounds here on RadioValencia.fm. Hope you're having a great time listening to some music and listening to us gab away here. I think Gwen's having a good time. She's been kind of dancing around the room here. It's been fun to watch.
Oh my gosh.
Some of that is true and some of it is not. We're going to continue the fun. Actually, you know what? We're not going to continue this. Let's shift gears here for a second, folks. So, so my dad passed away a couple weeks ago. I was right there with him and my brother and his wife. And it was sad, of course, but it was also beautiful to be there with somebody who's transitioning to the next, to their next existence. And I want to play some music for my dad, Donald O'Sullivan. He lived 87 years, had a great life. Met my mom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Drove out west in a convertible red Giulietta Alfa Romeo Spider, which is hard to believe, without seatbelts or air conditioning. And they set up shop there in Culver City where he worked at Hughes Aircraft Company, and had my brother and I, and we lived there. We also, he was transferred over to Germany. We lived there for a few years and then spent the rest of our times back in Southern California. He had a great life, traveled a lot with my mom, but she passed away. He remarried to Matilda. It's a wonderful woman who was there with him at the end as well, and had a great life. And so this goes out to Don, my dad. A little something from Johnny Cash here as I fight the tears. Let's take a listen and think of Don.
Heard of a land on a far away street. strand. 'Tis a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high, where we never shall die. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, where we'll never grow old, in a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, where we'll never grow old, in a land where we'll never grow old. In that beautiful home, where we'll never more roam, we shall be in that sweet by and by. Happy praise to the King, through eternity ring. 'Tis a land where we never shall die. Never grow old, where we'll never grow old. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, where we'll never grow old. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. When our work here is done, and our life's crown is won, and our troubles and trials are o'er, all our sorrow will end, and our voices will blend with the loved ones who've gone on before. Never grow old, where we'll never grow old, in a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, where we'll never grow old, in a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, where we'll never grow old. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, where we'll never grow old. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old.
Hello. You the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in. Come on in. Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Yeah, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday mm-hmm. thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down a chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You do, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favourite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
Mm.
king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our finest gifts we bring of glory.
See the day when men of goodwill live in peace, live in peace.
So
peace on earth.
It is a pretty thing, isn't it? That was beautiful. That was, of course, Bing Crosby and David Bowie singing Peace on Earth and Little Drummer Boy. And that was originally recorded back in 1977, as a matter of fact, as part of a television special, Bing Crosby's Merry Old Christmas. And then later released in 1982... by David Bowie on a B-side single on the A-side. It was a song called Fantastic Voyage. It's really cool. It, I got that off of YouTube, as a matter of fact. If you check that out, you can get it. You can catch the original television special that was released. And it's just interesting to see the interplay between those two, because I wouldn't think of it right in a million years that David Bowie and Bing Crosby would sing something together. Don't you think?
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Very, very interesting pairing there, but it works quite well. They look like they're old friends on that show.
Yes.
All right, and then before that, we heard something from Johnny Cash off his 2003 release, My Mother's Hymn Book, and heard the song When We All Grow Old, and that was for my dad, Don. Rest in peace. And beautiful song as well. All right. Well, I just love this bed music. It just makes me feel so Christmassy. I feel like it's interesting because in the studios here at Radio Valencia, well, I'm wearing a red jacket, and the studio's got these red walls, and it has kind of like, when you kind of look it through that the Christmas lens, it feels very Christmassy right now. What do you think, Gwen?
Yes, and it's very cold in the studio.
It feels cold.
Like winter in here.
It is very cold. We could probably spray water in the air with snow. You grew up in Jersey. You had a lot of snow around you. Do you miss the snow?
I do. I really like snow. I know a lot of people don't agree with that, but I grew up, I learned to drive in snow. I love to snow around Christmas time.
Well, I have a surprise for you, Gwen. We are moving to Alaska.
But we did have sunlight, and Alaska doesn't have sunlight, so.
Yeah, well.
And we also, we would, school would be canceled, so.
That's really why. The school canceling day. Snow days, right?
Yeah, snow days.
I never had that growing up in Southern California.
Oh, it was so much fun.
I think we had smog days once in a while. We couldn't play PE or something.
Well, they only give you so many snow days, and then if you exceeded it, then you had to make it up at the end of the year. So you just wanted a few here and there. And the most disappointing part was if they had a delay. You were like, oh, man. School delay.
So you had a feeling like when you went, too many snow days meant the school year went longer.
Yes.
And so you probably knew when you were getting out, and then you're like, God, we got to go another week.
Yeah. Well, it would probably usually be like just a few days, but yeah.
I guess it's a good trade-off. All right. Well, thank you for your snow story there, baby.
I miss it, obviously, though.
You do. We're going to go drive and find some snow today somewhere for you. We're going to complete the circle here. But you don't like the cold.
I like the cold. I live in Las Vegas, and it's so hot there.
But it gets cold in the winter, though.
But I like cold weather. Okay, well, it's kind of weird.
My house is cold, so. The heart's warm, but the house is sometimes cold.
Of course, yes.
All right, well, we had a request from Drama Doc up in Portland, Oregon. And it's actually, coincidentally, it's off of a very special Christmas, which we just talked about. We heard Tom Petty play something off of that. So we're going to jump back into that album. I'm going to rip it back out of the album there, the vinyl box there.
That was actually one of my picks.
That's right. You did pick that as well. So Drama Doc, you and DJ Gwen are aligned right now in your selections. Thank you for that. So let's get into it right now. We're going to listen to some Bruce Springsteen right now. And who doesn't love a little Bruce? Bruce has another song.
Santa Claus is Coming.
Yeah, I like that song. That's a good song. Maybe we'll get into that one later. But for now, let's listen to Merry Christmas, Baby here on RadioValencia.fm. Thanks for listening, everybody.
gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Agreed, we're both free. We tried, we said. still summertime. Out to the beach to his boat, could I join him? No, this time it was me, sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page, of course I am excited. Tonight's the night I've set my mind, I've been doing too much about it.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry
As always, when we come out of the set, right, Gwen?
Yes. Wonderful.
What was that?
Yes, wonderful.
Okay. Well said, well said. Yeah, that was it was not a Christmas song. I'm trying to mix it up here, like we said at the top of the show. That was Seasons Waiting on You, and that was off from the band Future Islands. That was off their 2014 album Singles. And then before that, we heard something, a Christmas song from Future Islands, off a single called Last Christmas. And then before that, we heard some songs you chose, Gwen.
Oh.
am I putting you on the spot
right
now?
It was Bruce Springsteen. Was that?
Hang on a second here. Somebody.
We started a Bruce Springsteen.
Some Ghost of the Machine right now on the computer. And before that, we heard Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses off Deluxe Special, right?
Yes.
And that was a pick by you.
True.
And then your favorite from the Bare Naked for the Holidays.
Bare Naked.
God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And we, Bare Naked Ladies, that's right.
And Sarah McLachlan.
And Sarah McLachlan, that's right. And I can't see this right now because there's something going on with the... Gwen, you weren't paying attention.
What do you mean?
I'm kidding. All right, well, unfortunately, there's something going on with the...
This is all very impromptu.
It's very impromptu, folks, here. There's a little issue going on with the computer, but we don't want to talk about that. So, before that, we start off the set with Merry Christmas, Baby. That was that was what you and Drama Doc, who's in the chat room up in Portland, both... picked that song, and of course that's by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, and that's off of the first release of A Very Special Christmas, which we heard something from the second album after that. And now that I've completely screwed up the description of this set, we're going to jump into another one here. What do we hear in the background right now, Gwen?
Oh, that's a Peanuts, the Charlie Brown Christmas. That's Skating by Vince. You have the iPad in front of you.
Who's it by? Vince Guaraldi. That's right. All right. It's professional broadcasting here at Radio Valencia. I'm Sully. The show is Sufficient Grounds. We've got the beautiful and wonderful, effervescent, always smiling DJ Gwen here. And we're having some fun here. Hopefully you are too.
DJ Gwench. Like
Gwench, are you the DJ? Yeah,
yes.
I like that. All right, well, let's see. We got another, what do we got here? A little bit less than 30 minutes here before Marco comes on with the Stranded Playlist at the top of the hour, at the noon hour here on the West Coast. You know, Gwen, there's not a lot of snow going on out there, I've heard. There's not a lot of snow. Seems like it's last year at this time we were rained. You and I were like stuck in LA, I think. You were stuck in L.A. You were in my dad's house, and I had to drive back and forth up and down the state and then back out to Las Vegas.
To get me.
To save you. And then Southwest took really good care of us and gave us some more money out of that somehow.
Sure. Yes.
Big Dar Williams fan as well here. Well, let's listen to like a kind of an interesting Christmas song here. It's called The Christians and the Pagans.
I haven't heard that one.
That was my reaction when I read the title too, but actually the song is quite good. So let's listen to it right now here on your Radio Valencia.
Amber called her uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice now. Need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number 3. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian, but we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere.
So the cruise joined and the pagan sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning. Cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. When Amber tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like him and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tuck his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
Help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shore. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to the head.
yes, I seek my source for some definitives. Closer I am to thine. Closer I am to thine. Closer I am to thine. Thank you.
polka there. There we go. Gwen's response to that, me playing that, was, that's not a Christmas song.
It's not.
No, it was not. But it had, to me, it had a Christmas kind of vibe to it because it had the stars. You know, I don't know, for stars and Christmas, it all kind of like reminded me of that. So, yeah, that was Wilco. That was actually performed live. It was back in October of this year at the Greek Theater here in Berkeley. It was a show that Gwen and I, you and I attended that show, as a matter of fact. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
We actually walked to that show from my house, which was interesting. That was California Stars. Those lyrics were originally done by Woody Guthrie. And then before that, we heard Closer to Fine by Indigo Girls off their 1989 album, Indigo Girls, entitled Indigo Girls. Of course, that's Amy Ray and Emily Sailors. And then we started off the set with The Christians and the Pagans. And that was performed by Dar Williams, and that was off her 1996 album, Mortal City. It was interesting because I was asking Gwen, like, did... Because it sounded like Annie DeFranco to me. I was like, did Annie DeFranco... Because I wanted to play an Annie DeFranco Christmas song after that. And then I looked it up and I realized, oh, that song that Dar Williams performed was actually written by Annie DeFranco. Check that box. All right. So we are just winding down here. We just have a few more songs left here. What do we got here? Yeah, we got about 6 minutes left here. But we got to pack it in right now because we have a request. From the chat room. What was the request, Gwen?
Father Christmas by The Kinks.
That's a great way to, last song to end the show. Let's listen to that. What do you think?
End it with a bang.
End it with a bang. Let's end it in a bang. End it with a bang here. you've been listening to Sufficient Grounds. I am Sully. DJ Gwen's been with us. We'll probably talk to you a little bit on the other side of the song, but let's get into it right now here with The Kinks here and Father Christmas here on your Radio Valencia.
I stood outside a department store again.